This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. French President Emmanuel Macron is promising to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral within 5 years after Monday's fire caused extensive damage to the Parisian landmark. Macron said in a nationwide address on Tuesday night, the 850-year-old structure would be rebuilt even more beautifully, and called on citizens to change this disaster into an opportunity to come together. Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama was in Paris at the time the fire broke out.
And it didn't really hit me until I saw the images that all of you saw. And all that ran through my mind was all that that cathedral meant in my small life. It was...
What does it mean?
Paris was my first international experience as a little girl, and I wrote about it in the book. It was the first time I got on a plane with a passport away from home. And I remember going to the cathedral as a child.
Michelle Obama. The vote counting is underway in Indonesia Wednesday. After polls close in the presidential and legislative elections, President Joko Widodo Jokowi is widely expected to win a second term. However, late reports suggest his winning margin could be smaller than expected. Jokowi went into the polls as the clear favorite, carrying a 20% lead over his rival Prabowo Subianto, following 5 years at the helm, where he was praised for delivering on badly needed big-ticket infrastructure projects and a national health scheme. Prabowo's camp has already complained about ghost voters and the potential for fraud. Preliminary results might be available as early as later this evening, but the official results are not expected to be known for several weeks. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department will release on Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. Trump claimed again Tuesday that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await details of the prosecutor's 22-month investigation. Democrats are continuing to call for the release of an unedited version of the Mueller report. The U.S. government on Wednesday will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua, in the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere. The administration of President Trump has prioritized removing Nicolas Maduro from Caracas and recognizing National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as president, an action already taken by more than 50 other countries. Ahead of a speech Wednesday in Miami by the National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela. After 3 days in Ethiopia, White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump arrived in the Ivory Coast Tuesday, the last stop of her four-day visit aimed at increasing economic opportunities for women in the African continent. White House correspondent Patsy Wodakiswara reports.
Africa is the only region in the world where more women than men choose to become entrepreneurs. And in Addis Ababa, White House advisor Ivanka Trump toured female-owned businesses where she tried her hand at weaving at a textile factory and sampled Ethiopian coffee while promoting a White House global economic initiative for women.
We believe that investing in women is smart development policy and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability. We've seen this play out time and time again.
The initiative aims to create opportunities for women in the workplace and in business through capacity building, financing, and pushing to change norms and laws that hinder women from prospering. Patsy Wodakiswara, VOA News at the White House.
People in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, are celebrating the arrival of the first shipment of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross. Trucks loaded with medical supplies arrived Tuesday at a warehouse in Caracas, and from there the aid was distributed to people who needed it. The delivery of international humanitarian aid has become a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle, now in its third month after opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.